You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In our personal finance feature this week, we look at the costs associated with traveling in an ambulance or having an ambulance called for you. I mean, the pandemic has shown us the possibility and made us aware that we may need a health service in a hurry, and we may find ourselves in a situation where we urgently need an ambulance to assist. But to talk more about the costs associated with this, I'm joined by Erica Liebenberg of Just Money. Erica, thanks so much for your time. Just speak to us broadly then about the costs. Exactly how much can one generally expect to pay for receiving medical care from an ambulance?
Hi, Fifi. Thanks so much for having me on the show. Yeah, look, it's not a small cost, and actually there's a suggested tariff, if you like, or what you can expect to pay from the Road Accident Fund. And so that can vary, but in general, the cost for basic life support, so that support that's rendered that doesn't require your skin to be pierced, for example, starts at 1,900 rand. So that's basically your call-out cost. And if you need advanced life support, you're looking at 4,200 rand upwards. So, you know, it really is substantial. For longer distances, you do then start paying an amount per additional 100 kilometres, and you pay a return amount for the vehicle to get back to its base. Mm. So you can see how the costs just stack up so markedly. Mm. So really, the best thing for South Africans to do is to have a good medical aid that covers emergency response, and to be aware of exactly what's covered under the auspices of that specific medical aid.
What happens if you don't have a medical aid and an ambulance is called out for you, or you're in need of one urgently? Will you be taken in?
Yes, absolutely. Under Section 27 of the Constitution, no healthcare practitioner or provider can refuse help to somebody whose life is at risk or who's in an emergency. So certainly people are free to call out any of the ambulance services, but the issue is if you call a private service, you know, your fees can skyrocket. But if you don't have a medical aid and you call the national ambulance number, which is 10111 or 10177, you're more likely to get the lower tariff. And the other thing that happens is that the fee that you pay will be means assessed, meaning you're only going to pay what the supplier deems that you can afford, or what the regulation deems that you can afford. So it's much better to call the national ambulance number if you don't have medical aid. But if you do have medical aid, the critical issue is you must contact the emergency response provider that's affiliated to your specific medical aid, because otherwise you're not going to be covered under your medical aid.
And, I mean, we're talking about consciously choosing to use the service provided by an ambulance. But what happens if it's not your choice, it's chosen for you? In that event, who foots the bill?
Okay, well, at the end of the day, irrespective of who foots the bill, it's actually the patient or the next of kin who's responsible. However, if you're not conscious and somebody calls out on your behalf, an ambulance from an ER, you know, supplier that's not affiliated to your medical aid, then you are not, your medical aid will still cover it because you've been deemed unconscious and it wasn't your choice. So, for example, Best Med uses ER24, Discover uses Netcare 911. If neither of those are called, for a client of either of those medical aids, their medical aid will still cover it, but it then becomes incumbent on the emergency response supplier to motivate, to say, yes, this client was unconscious, they didn't make the phone call, nor did their next of kin, they didn't make the decision, you know, it wasn't their choice, and you should therefore then have cover from your medical aid policy if you have medical aid. If you don't have medical aid, once again, you're still going to be liable for the bill. And that's why it's really best, if you are a medical aid client, to carry your medical aid card with you, to have a sticker on your vehicle, so that if somebody finds you, if you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident, they can ensure that they call the right provider. And if those things are absent, then it is still best to call the national ambulance number on behalf of somebody else to ensure that they're not going to foot a massive bill.
Mm. And just in terms of those with medical aid who will be covered for the costs associated with the ambulance, will they be covered in their entirety, or is there only a certain proportion of the cost that the medical aid provider pays?
If it's an emergency fee, so if it's clear that the person's life is at risk, then yes, they're going to have 100% coverage. There may be certain shortfalls. For example, if an ambulance is required, if it's delayed at the scene while they wait for another ambulance to arrive with an advanced life support practitioner, let's say, then there may be a shortfall for you to cover there, and that's why it's so critical to have gap cover. There are certain items also that might not be covered by your medical aid, and again, gap cover would kick in on those circumstances. But in general, with an emergency such as a heart attack or a car accident, and certainly where the illness falls within the prescribed minimum benefit or the PMB of that medical aid, it should be covered in its entirety, and then the gap covered by your gap cover. There are some illnesses and situations that require pre-authorisation in order for your medical aid to cover. So that would be things like transportation to a rehab centre. But, for example, transportation to your home from hospital is very unlikely to be covered. And a non-emergency labour, so somebody's gone into labour but they're not a high-risk pregnancy, that's not likely to be covered either. So it's important to understand those things before calling an ambulance out.
All right. Erica, thanks so much for updating us with the costs associated with traveling with an ambulance. I think that you've made a lot of us a lot wiser in that regard. Erica Liebenberg from Just Money. This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.